That's right, bitches. Winx is back. You thought we got canceled, but we didn't. It was just another hiatus. And from the latest hiatus, Winx is back again. And we're bringing a hot shit for you. As I promised on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, it's going to be a very special week of the Winx. I'll explain more on that later. But right now, why don't you get hyped? Because it's the second ever El Tres Libre Tuesday! Tonight, I'm a fucking Winx! There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinx, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinx with Stray Angels. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winx. And how? Tiddlywinx with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinx with Strangers. As it is all the fucking time, I'm your host, Jason Herb. It's going to be a good one. We all do El Terrible's too often, El Terrible Tuesdays, but we're doing one now. Because there's been quite some time that's gone by, okay? I fucked up. Let me just be the first to admit, I fucked up. I'll be making a speech about it later. Just tune into that. Most of the stations will pick it up. I'm going to publicly apologize. I'm going to shame myself, just like you fucking people want. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Because before I can make it right, I got to make it rain. Winx-ish stories, that is. So, buckle your seatbelt. Tuck your little ones into bed, because, you know, Winx ain't for the children. And enjoy tonight's El Terrible Tuesday! Alright, we're gonna have a good one. It's the Condor. He's back from his vacation, but you probably didn't even know he was gone. Because I have all this unreleased audio from a Winx that never materialized, because, like I said, I fucked up and went to a dark place. But I'm back. Okay? That's all you got, alright? You don't got your Barrys, you don't got your Billys. What, you want all the bells and fucking whistles? This is the Winx. No. I'm gonna have another show for you on Friday. Anything could happen. Okay? But for right now, just enjoy it, okay? Because you know what they say in the old Hollywood. Gonna be a good...
Let me tell you something, sucker. I pity the flick.
Would you flick?
Weekosh! Hey, Depp, it's me. Listen, where are you? Depp, pick up the phone. It's your loving husband. Christ on a cracker, you're always out when I call. Listen, tell Brian and his little friends, the one with the green bike especially, I don't want them jumping in my leaf piles. I rake the leaves for a reason. I want to bag them up, put them out for when they take them. Okay? They give me special bags down at the municipal place. Okay? And I got to put it out on leaf day or they ain't going to take my leaves. Them regular trash guys, they don't take them, Deb. Okay? So when they jump out there and they go, boo, and they're trying to scare each other, okay? Yeah, I gotta rake them back up. It's all fun and games until old Scotty's gotta go rake them back up, all right? I got enough things to do. All right? I gotta sit in my recliner when I get home and relax. I work hard, Deb. I don't need you and your son and his friends mucking stuff up for me. All right? Now, I didn't mean to lay the hammer down there, but I'm getting sick of the leaves flying everywhere. I pull in and they're all over again. Why don't they ride their scooters or something? Hey, I love you dearly. I'll see you tonight. I should be home around 6. Can we have beef stroganoff for dinner?
Lindberg leaning, you know I keep it tight though. Look how I do it with Colgan's Alaska.
Whoa! Whoa! I'm nervous today, you see. I was praying all day to Jesus that my phone wouldn't ring. Not because I can't see the numbers. I can't see the numbers. It's because I fear it's my boss calling. You see, old Bob's in a little bit of hot water. In my nursing career, I haven't been wearing gloves. That's a big no-no. That's a no-no. I've also been bathing patients' clothes in the toilet. It saves time. What if it's my boss calling? What if it's my boss? I have nothing to say to him. Oh, it's him again. I can see the numbers. It's him. This is the end for me. Oh, no. You only live once. I had to get the clothes clean, you see. Go for Bob!
Well, I've reached the point in the show now where you're what are you, 10? Minutes into it and you haven't heard anything of substance, get fucking used to it. It's the Winks. You know this. Especially when it's El Terrible for fucking crying in a cup. Get your head out of your ass because guess what? Here comes everybody's favorite co-host. The big return of...
of the Condor.
Welcome back, Kev.
Hey, it's great. It's awesome. Let's do this.
Well, shit.
It's been too long, my friend. It's been almost 3 weeks.
I fucked up, man.
You didn't fuck up.
I got writer's block. I got stage fright, whatever you want to call it. I was left on my own. All right?
Yep.
Oh. I got busy on a Friday. Mm-hmm. You were gone.
Yep.
You went to Utah.
Yes. Great state.
Billy was otherwise occupied. The Winks just got forgotten about.
Yeah.
Said, I'll do a salty Saturday. Whatever. No big
deal. I was looking forward to a salty Saturday.
I'll do a manic Monday later. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Nope. I just let more and more time go by. Mm. And my anxiety grew. I said, no, I can't do one now. It's too late. The show's ruined. I'm never going to do it again. That's it.
No, this is just like spring break.
And then you came back.
Yeah.
And then another Friday went by.
Yes.
For reasons I can't get into on the Winks.
Yeah.
But now, I let another Mag Mundy slip through.
Yeah.
So it's only right.
It's only
to bring the rare, elusive. El Terrible Tuesday,
Carly. El Terrible.
No, that's Italian. I'm talking Spaniards.
Spaniards.
Whatever.
Nobody's used that term since 1500.
Cocker cane. So, you were gone. For almost 2 weeks from the Winks.
Yeah, yeah.
For $2.99 a month, I'll explain Cocker Cane to you. I'll flick you into the cup. You get an inside track on all the Winks information. You get a t-shirt. You know the rest. I'm howling at the moon. I say Manic Mondays. You know, I got a tote bag with Walker on it. The Circle of Trust. Our heads. You know the rest. Winks got you under its successful teat. darling.
Cocker cane is worth the $2.99. Trust me.
That's $2.99 a month. It's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. Just get this nonsense out of the way, Kev. Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to say we got picked up by a new platform, Breaker.
Yeah, Breaker 1.9.
Wherever you listen to your cast, make sure Breaker is one of them.
Yep.
They're good people.
Yep.
You know the rest. We're on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Castbox.fm,
Blueberry,
Podbean, of course, Blueberry, Podcruncher,
not Stitcher,
Overcast, wherever you listen to casts. I mean, the sensation of Winx is right there with you, okay?
We're walking hand in hand,
my lord.
We're getting ad requests and stuff now. We're big time.
I'm going to the Podcasters Convention of Philly in August. I'm going to come back with more advertisers besides Bugles. Nothing against Bugles.
Well, we love Bugles. We love you, Bugles.
They are America's snack. But stay tuned for a very special revamped Winx with all that advertising money. In August.
Yeah.
A reminder, July 9th, Haley Joel Osment, a.k.a. The Mitt.
Less than a month out, guys. Less than a month.
He'll be talking about his time as AIDS-stricken child little visitor. But today we're talking about Kevy's back, okay?
Yeah.
Like the viewers never even know, the listeners never even knew you were gone.
No, they didn't.
Save for a small hiatus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what'd you do out in Utah?
I don't have any good stories. This is one of those times where I was out on a trip and nothing bizarre happened.
Okay.
I did see a condor, a California condor.
That's incredible.
In the wild.
It's your destiny.
One of less than 500 in the world. I saw it soar through a canyon.
That's majestic.
Oh, God, it was
beautiful. It's like when Batman sees all those bats in the cave.
Yeah, like I became one and I like stood on a ledge and I looked out like him looking at the bat signal at the end of the last movie.
Man.
And I was like,
that's you.
This is my destiny.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of took a piss in a bush and went back.
Whatever.
I did have an encounter.
It's your stage name on a cheap rate podcast. It's fine. Your destiny.
Did you ever have I had a run-in with these people who were really annoying.
Okay.
I'm just going to go off on a little tangent here. There's certain kinds of people that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Like, the way they act or present themselves, there's those people.
Assholes.
And I'm not a fan, yes. And one of the biggest ones are the people who laugh at their own jokes.
Oh, I hate that.
There's this guy.
Sometimes I don't even think they know they're doing it, though.
No, this guy. Oh, my God, it's crazy that we did this. Good vibes, right? You know what they say?
Oh, fuck.
This is a quote. You know what they say? When in Rome, go to Greece. That's what they say, right? Rick and Morty's really funny. Oh, my God, it's like
got
that show.
Him.
Huh?
Got him.
Oh, dude, I never so badly wanted someone... I never wanted to put somebody's face through a windshield so badly.
That's a bad
one. Like,
life.
I just looked at this guy, I'm like, I want you to die.
Yes.
Like, I want you to suffer. Like, you are the worst kind of human. Ugh. He was horrible. He had, like, this fucking purple tank top,
mm-hmm.
and he had this... You know, those hittable faces. Those faces that you want to punch.
Well, yeah, that goofy grin and the laugh and all.
And he's with these two hippie whores. And,
dear God.
And his friend with no shoes. Like, I'm just like, you fucking marmots. Like, I just... okay. Sorry. Dave Coulier walked in.
It's fine. But,
yeah, we're back. We're back.
Winx is back. It's going to take me a minute to get my groove back, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want to tune into our regularly scheduled Friday show. That's Fridays at whatever the fuck time I say.
Yeah.
Let me just put this out there, too. We're quickly approaching... episode number 50.
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah.
If there ever was a mile... We've celebrated some of the small Winx milestones along the way.
Yeah, 25.
25, 40,
yeah.
Whatever it is. 50, man.
We didn't expect it to make
That's
10,
money. That's
honestly.
Big. I never thought my wildest dreams would come true. So, I mean, and we're talking about... we're talking about, like... In August, like late August, is going to be 1 year
yeah.
since the Winx was incepted.
The first.
I don't know what episode that'll be, but like, I got these milestones I got to celebrate coming up. Episode 50.
A fucking year.
And the year since the very first Winx aired, or a year since the very first Winx teaser trailer got thrown out there. And it's a different show over this year.
I'd say so.
But, so I'll come up with some celebrations for that. maybe episode 50 is the one with the mitt. I don't know.
We'll have to bring in Barry for episode 50. Yep. Make sure Billy comes in, lays down some sweet rhymes.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, you got reasons to tune in other than, you know, it's your favorite podcast.
Yeah, I
got to
ask you, how does TV work? Because we were just in the middle of a Yankees game and Love Connection is on.
Oh, there was some kind of problem with the reception there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it said it. See, Winx knows we got the TV on in the background.
I know this is on
and
there,
but... And it said, interruption with the thing. I don't fucking know.
Because we were just, like, sitting here talking. I look up, I'm like...
It's drama, dude.
I looked up expecting to see D.D. Gregorius. Nope. And I see this... Who's that guy? The guy with the suit? It's not Chuck Woolery. It's...
I don't know.
He's that guy, but he's trying to, like, hook people up.
I don't know.
I didn't know Love Connection was still on the air.
It's on tonight. Well, Kev.
Yeah.
It's time for first story. Enough.
All right.
Enough fucking around.
All right, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, enough nonsense. First story's coming on.
All right, I'll tell the first story.
Whatever. Yeah, go for it.
Whatever.
Go for it, brother.
Well,
when does this story take place? I think we should ask.
Well, Kev, it takes place, of course, when I was a younger man.
Yes.
As is Wink's tradition.
Yeah. Is this an Ambler PA?
I mean, even if I told a story from yesterday, it would still be when I was a younger man. It's pretty much a given that all stories we tell are from when we were younger.
We never future traveled, so yeah.
Well, that's coming. Don't give that away. I've been working on some Urkel shit. I can't really talk about it right now. I've been working with some beautiful minds across the scientific field.
Beautiful.
But,
what we got here?
I was 12.
12, a good age.
Well, it's supposed to be, yeah. That's what they say.
I peaked when I was 12.
Did you? I peaked when I was 18, so I had a few more years of happiness. But, no, 12 is when it's supposed to be carefree. And it was. I had a great time when I was 12. Okay. But it was also the beginnings of a burgeoning alcoholic career.
Did you start drinking at 12?
Well, yeah. That should have been a red flag right there.
Oh, all right.
That should have been a red flag right there.
All
right. I thought that was normal.
Until
I got to, like, AA and, like, I hear all these people talking and they're like... You know, apparently it's not normal to start drinking at 12.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was, like, normal, like, kid shenanigans.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Kids will smoke a cigarette in the boys' room.
I wasn't drinking, like, alcoholically at 12.
But sneak a drink.
Well, yeah, a lot. Yeah. A lot.
Oh, a lot? Very often?
Yeah. More than a 12-year-old should. But I didn't see it as a problem. Okay. And I really didn't develop, like, the full problem until I was, like, 20 or something. Yeah. It was just, like, a lot of little flags along the way.
This is where the shenanigans began.
But it doesn't mean that I can't look back and laugh at myself, you know?
I've been
in recovery.
Yeah.
I've got over 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You've got a healthy relationship,
yes.
A good life, yeah.
Yeah, I realized that alcohol was poisoning me to death and that I'm just unable to control myself around it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Genetics, environment, whatever it is.
Gotcha.
But when I was 12, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Shenanigans.
And I'll tell you about such a story. Now, when we are young alcoholics, we're drinking gin and tonics. When we're young alcoholics and we're drinking the beer.
Yeah.
I'll set the scene for you.
I like it.
So I had a friend, Dan.
Okay.
All right. He lives in Ireland now. He's a book editor.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this guy. Yeah.
He took a different course in life.
Yeah, I dig that.
Not an alcoholic, but very well could have been, I guess. We did a lot of, like, experimental drinking together.
Okay.
You know, making, like, brass monkeys, because, like, the Beastie Boys drank brass monkeys. Stealing beers from his dad. His dad had, like, you know, a couple cases at any given time sitting in the garage. You know, little stuff like that.
Okay.
I took him along for the ride. He took me along for the ride. One of us made it out, one of us didn't. Later in life.
And ironically, he moved to Ireland, home of alcoholics.
Yeah. I guess he's doing okay. I mean, maybe he's drinking excessively. I don't know. But so we were, I would like hang out with him after school a lot. He's one of my best friends back in like middle school, always over each other's houses. So I don't really know like how we started drinking, but it was just like, you know, my old man's got like a bottle of hooch. Let's try a couple swigs and see what happens to us, you know?
Yeah.
Just one of those things. And
feeling
then
funny?
It was awesome, you know? And then you're like, oh, try it again, like, next week or something, and water it down so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so at this point, you know, alcohol was not a stranger to us, unfortunately. But he's like, let's go take some of my dad's beers or something. Like, we were watching some movie or something, you know. Uh-huh. He's like, you want a beer, Herb? Like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Usually kids don't like the taste of beer.
Well, whatever. Yeah. We were in it.
I like it.
So he's like, I'll get like three each. I'm like, he's going to notice that. He's like, no, he's got a lot out there. He doesn't drink a lot. Just sits out there until it goes stale and then he throws away. He won't even care. Like, all right. Now, his dad's hilarious. His dad would kick back with a beer every now and then. Mm-hmm. But, like, he realized as he was getting older, it was affecting his health. He was always, like, frying up steaks and, like, not eating right.
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he tried, this is a little aside, he tried to take up jogging and, like, living a healthier lifestyle. Oh, he
changed it up.
So there was, like, times, this is when we were a little bit older. We were probably in high school then. And we'd be, like, sitting on Dan's front porch or something. And we'd see his dad. He called himself Pain Train. We called him Pain Train.
That's like a prison name.
We called him Pain Train. He took on the moniker Pain Train because he would come chugging down the block, running very slow.
Of course.
Headband, yeah. You know. Hold up, boys. Hold up. The Pain Train's pulling into the station.
Pain Train.
I'm getting out there. Like, oh, man, here comes Pain Train again. He's sweating,
that's
man.
So awesome.
He's sweating, Bulger. Look at him. Like, oh, yeah, my dad's trying to run more. So anyway, from then on, he was Pain Train.
I like it.
So Pain Train always had a couple cases in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan comes in. We got three each. You know, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's probably a little much
for
when
your
you're
age. That's
12.
Yeah.
So we're drinking them. You know, and he's like, I don't think my parents are gonna be home for a while. Not until like 5. So you know, we can chill. We can have these beers. We're cool. Like, all right. Well, his parents got home like a little bit early. Right. Now he had like the living room, and then he had a detached garage
okay.
that they would pull into. So he heard the garage opening, and he's like, Herb, you got to get rid of these cans. I'm like, what should I do? Put them in the trash? He's like, you can't put them in the trash. They'll find them in the trash. He's like, you got to go put them in the sewer grate up the road or something. I'll take care of my parents. There's
did
a grate.
Did you guys drink all six beers?
Yes.
Okay.
3 and 3.
Oh, so you're an inebriated 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, God. Who didn't realize the parents were coming home.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, there's a grate at the end of the block. Just, like, throw them in there or something. Just come back. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So he's like, go out the side so they won't see you. So I'm like, all right. So I take off out the side door, and I've got six cans in my shirt. And I got them in my shirt like a pocket, you know. And I'm running, and I'm cutting through neighbors' yards. I'm like,
running like a
you know, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble, if they're going to smell it. I got to get rid of these cans. Dan told me to get rid of these cans.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm scampering across the yard. And so I'm running across the yards. I'm jumping hedges. Gotta get rid of these cans. That's my only objective.
Yeah, you're not thinking. You're not looking. It's tunnel vision.
No. All of a sudden, I trip on what must have been a rock or like the edge of someone's garden.
Uh-huh.
And I fall flat on my stomach. Cans come flying out of my shirt everywhere. And I'm laying on someone's front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that far from Dan's house. Like, it sounds
yeah,
like I was, on a, I was on a journey. But I wasn't. And I look back, and Dan's, like, hanging his head out the window. His room's on the other side of the garage, so, like, they can't see me. He's like, Herb, you gotta get back up. So, like, he's like, my mom's coming. And he shuts the window, you know? I'm like, fuck. So I pick up the cans, and I don't know what to do with them, because now I'm, like, a little bit inebriated.
Yeah.
I'm having a stress attack.
Is this the first time you were ever buzzed or drunk?
No, but it's, like, it's, like, the fourth or fifth time.
Okay.
So
I didn't know if this was a new
inexperience. Inexperience.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do, because now I'm, like, where did he say the grate was? I got all these cans. They're just rattling everywhere. So I just pick them up, and I just start chucking them up into the gutter of the house I'm laying
yes.
in front of, oh. and I'm screaming. I'm going, just chucking cans.
Oh my god.
Cause I don't know what's gonna happen to me.
Oh fuck.
So then like I get like two up there, you know, and I'm like, oh they're gonna come out, they're gonna come out. So I gather the rest back in my shirt. At the end of the street, I see the grate there.
Okay.
You know, it's like one of those grates where it chills.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know
a little sewer.
Little slot there.
Yeah.
So I get down there. And I'm pushing him in the slot, and I'm covered in grass stains. I'm like,
still going to high pitch.
And I hear Pain Train.
Yo, Jason, what are you doing out there? What? So, like, Dan comes out with him, and he's like, oh, we're just playing around. You know, Jason thought he left his skateboard down there, but it's in the backyard. And we did have skateboards.
Yeah, he covered you.
So he's like, oh, all right, you're laying there by the sewer. I don't know. I'm going to go fry a steak. So, like, we get back, we go up to Dan's room, and he's like, man, you blew it. You shouldn't have tripped like that. I'm like, I didn't know. So anyway.
How did he say you screwed up?
Well, I shouldn't have tripped. I guess I should have run.
It was just the tripping? It wasn't,
I guess,
like...
I should have run like Jesse Owens with perfection. But I'm a drunk 12-year-old with cans in his shirt.
What are we going to
fucking excuse me. I didn't see you making the run. It's your fucking house, Baldrin. But it was all okay in
so
the end.
The parents didn't smell alcohol on your breath?
Well, we just stayed in his room. He gave me like Listerine or something, you know.
You guys are just guzzling.
Whether
Listerine.
We pulled it off or not, we thought we were pulling it off, and they got too busy with like stuff around the house, I guess, to notice.
Frying steaks.
It wasn't a good thing that we got away with it. I don't want them the listeners to think that. But yeah, we was a drinking problem. But the next day, or a couple days later, I remember Dan telling me in the cafeteria that his dad thought there was some cans missing from the garage.
Oh, he was on to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, what happened? He's like, nothing. I just told Pain Train that, you know, he drank them all and he must have forgotten. He's like, I guess I did.
He just accepts it. Yeah, I fucking drink.
And that's the story of young love and alcohol. It was my boss earlier, you see. He did find out that I was going gloveless. Hashtag going gloveless. But I explained to him that it takes too much time to put gloves on. I'd rather catch something and save a patient. But I got fired anyway. It's not my boss. It's my daughter, Beth, calling. She's disappointed in me again. Stay tuned. Go for Bob! Well, Kevin Condor, a.k.a. Uncle Mark, a.k.a. Uncle Rico, a.k.a. Three Retos de Co-host.
Hey!
We're sure having a great time tonight on Return of the Wings.
See.
Return of the Wings.
Return of the... Oh, that's a good one.
I said it.
Yeah.
Do you have a second story for the Wings?
I do, and it involves that magic potion that was so prevalent in our first story.
Alcohol.
Yes. Mm. The elixir of the gods.
That's right.
Oh, dude.
When's this one take place?
Well, as a younger man... This takes place a handful of years ago, four maybe.
Okay.
I was in my late 20s, and it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Now this one
You're pretty excited about it.
Oh, this one, because let's put it this way. My cousin is involved, and every time he sees me, he mentions this.
Okay. So it's one of those stories. Like,
yeah, it's one that will live on in my, well... Only a few people in my family know about it, but it will live on for, you know, eons.
Oh, yeah.
It was my birthday.
Yes.
It was a very cold winter day.
Okay, okay.
And the girl I was dating at the time, I think I talked about her dad, the big Texan, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to fry something. So they wanted to have like a birthday dinner for me.
All right.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And it was like this cool. Beautiful. It was like the seafood med, like pasta shit. It was awesome. It was delicious. Yeah. I loved it.
Steak and lob?
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck yeah, it's Friday night, man. Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's go out, man. Let's party. So my cousins, there's about four or five of them. We're going out to this local place. Mm-hmm. We had a live band.
Mm-hmm.
So me, the girl I was dating, and my best friend joined them.
Okay.
So I gotta tell you about this live band. Okay. They were like a cover band, but they did like butt rock. Three Days Grace covers and stuff.
Why call it butt rock? I don't know. Isn't that the term?
I think butt rock is a legit term. I really do.
You might be. I'm just not familiar.
But like they did that, and then like I don't know. They just did hard rock covers and shit. Okay. And the lead singer had a wireless mic. At one point, he disappears. I'm like, where the fuck is he? He was urinating in the bathroom while singing.
That's amazing.
This guy was so heavy. He just had his hood up, and he like meandered through the crowd. Can you take me higher? Like, just fucking. Just out of it. Toast
I'm right
it.
Behind you, dude. Dude.
Whoa.
If we
there
heard,
he is.
If we heard the fucking backsplash in the bathroom, it would have been money.
Yeah.
But, so we're having this good time. Mm-hmm. We're closing the place down. And my cousin's like, yeah, I live a block away. Let's keep the party going.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, of course, goes, woo! Yeah! We're all fucking, I'm fucking wasted on Labatt and shots and all other kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, yeah.
We make
oh, yeah.
the trek through the snow and the wind. We're slipping on ice because we're all inebriated as fuck. And we get to my cousin's place. And I don't know. Like I know we have listeners all across the country.
Of course.
And Canada.
Right.
But they're in northeastern America.
Okay.
You know, we'll say New York, New England, Pennsylvania, Jersey.
That's fair.
Maryland. there's a certain beer called Genesee.
Yes.
It's cheap as fuck.
It sure is.
This night, I never tasted anything as good as Genesee.
Okay, so you were at that point.
Oh, I was at that point where we're just cracking open cans of Genesee and downing them. And so me and my cousin, it's very well deserved. So at this point, me and my cousin are getting into like a debate.
Oh boy.
About movies.
Oh boy.
And then we start talking about movies that feature music.
Okay.
So...
You're too sloshed for this.
I know. I'm just like, fuck Tommy. Tommy's gay. Like, you know, it's just like...
Tommy is kind of
gay. I don't like Tommy. But, so, and then I bring up the great, amazing, dynamite movie that is Airheads.
Okay. That is classic.
I'm like, Airheads is the fucking bomb, man.
Yeah.
Sandler's great. Brendan fucking Fraser.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's just like...
I agree.
Oh, lame. I'm like, fuck no. So what do I do? I pull out my phone. Where is my phone? And I go, motherfucker, I want you to listen to this right now. I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me that this is fucking lame. So I pull out my phone. I go into the YouTube.
Yeah.
I look up the song from the movie.
Which one?
Airheads.
Which one?
Degenerated.
Okay.
The Lone Ranger's hit.
Okay.
Now with my luck, I'm going to pull this up. We got Sandler on the drums. We got Steve Buscemi on the bass. We
so
got
classic,
Brendan
man.
Fraser, guitar frontman.
So classic.
Oh, this and that bass. So what do? I start playing air guitar.
Of course.
Oh, rock yeah. It yeah. Out, it's coming. Here it comes. So I'm in my cousin's
kitchen. You're just in front of him.
I'm in my cousin's kitchen.
Trying to convince him that,
like this.
That Airheads is a classic.
I got my phone in my left hand. I'm playing and strumming with my right hand in his kitchen. So I start doing the Chuck Berry duck walk with the guitar.
He's taking it there.
So I take myself
you
out of the kitchen.
You sold the shit out of it.
I'm going out of the kitchen playing air guitar. I get into the living room. People are circling around. People are in beanbag chairs. They're sitting
it's
on laps.
It's like you're a gaggle of Koreans about to break dance. So everyone's gathering up.
Everybody's watching. They're like, oh, shit. Dude, Condor's rocking the air guitar.
He's shredding that fucking guitar. Yeah.
So what do? I get on my left leg.
Yep.
I raise my right hand.
Yep.
And I fucking fall.
Gone. Too drunk for that.
Right through his television.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You hit a TV?
It's one of the flat screens. I snapped it off its base. The TV collapses. It's a... That was the $6 million TV. One of those flat screens, like 42 inches. Snapped it off the fucking base on the TV stand. The thing collapses on top of me.
Oh,
I'm like, ugh!
It had to fall that way.
My cousin comes in. He just looks at it because he's wasted, too. He's like... Oh man!
That's it. That's
so
it.
we each grab a side and we prop it up and lean it against the wall.
Yeah,
it still works. And he's like,
"It's not cracked."
He's like, "Well, we'll deal with that next week."
Well, there's nothing to deal with. It seems like it was fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, he needed a new base for it.
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
I mean,
could have been worse.
No, it could have been a lot worse. The night ended. with us going outside to push somebody's car up the icy driveway.
Okay.
And four of us drunkenly flailing and falling. Jesus. I was bruised up my entire side. My elbow was busted open. And at the end of the night, my friend drove home, but he couldn't shut his car door, so he held it shut the entire 20-mile ride back to his house. It was awesome.
On the Winks. Well, Kev, and then the angel came down from the heavens and said unto thee, every good Winks must come to an end.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it is written. And so, it shall be.
So let it be done.
And that's unfortunate. But like I said, we'll do our Friday show. Mm-hmm. We'll have another good time. Yeah. All right? We'll have more air guitar for you. We'll rock it out, okay?
Yeah.
But we can't wrap this Winks up on it. until we do what? Last story. Talking about last story.
Tasty.
Fucking ridiculous. God damn it. I love it. All right. This last story takes place when I was an even younger man.
Ooh, we're getting into tween territory, I guess.
No. Let's see. I was an even younger man. It was like the last part of the 1980s.
Ooh, all right.
I was about 8.
Okay.
Maybe 9.
All right.
My friend David Dim.
Dim.
I just put it out there. I don't protect him. Whatever. I'll tell you why I don't.
Shout out, Dave.
I'll tell you why I don't protect him on another Winks.
Oh, yeah? We got more Dim?
I'll have to think about the tact I'm going to have to use for that story.
That sounds great.
But this story is about David Dim's party that was held at Charles E. Entertainment's Fun Plaza, a.k.a.
Yes.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Do people know this? That is his birth name is Charles Entertainment Cheese?
I don't think they know that, actually. I think that's kind of buried.
And the backstory is, and you're not going to believe me, so feel free to Google it.
Okay.
This is 100% legit. He was an orphan, given up as a child by his parents. He never had a birthday party. So when he grew up, he dedicated his life to throwing birthday parties for other kids to make sure that no one else had to suffer like he did without a birthday.
And he made friends with other animatronic creatures and...
Yes. That's his actual backstory. It's some dark shit, man.
Yeah, let's not overlook the fact that he's a fucking rat.
Yes. But so we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, you know? It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great fucking time. Back in the 80s, it was a little something like this.
That's fucking nightmare fuel.
Yeah, man. It was a different kind of place back then. I mean, it was the same vibe, but...
That seemed dark. I don't know why. Like, there wasn't a lot of lights and happiness. It was just, like, a dark room.
The whole deal is dark, dude. This is what I'm saying.
He's an orphan. So, wait, was he...
It's a weird place.
So, he's a mouse. Does that mean he was orphaned and humans adopted him?
I don't know. Or he just, like, got a job, saved up money, took business classes, and... Learned about the ins and outs of the restaurant.
He's kind of like he's an entrepreneurial master splinter.
Either one of those things could happen. I didn't delve that much into the lore of Charles.
The lore of
Charles Entertainment Cheese. We're getting.
Okay, we're way off topic here.
The point is,
yeah,
we had a beautiful time at Dave's Chuck E. Cheese birthday bar. All the stuff,
pizza, ski ball pizza.
The ski ball, the tickets. Yeah. You got to get like 500,000 tickets to get a plastic spider ring.
Right. So true.
You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Such a ripoff. Cheese is just sitting in the back room. Yes, spend more money.
He's wearing one of those green visors, counting stacks of money.
Exactly. He's evil as fuck. So. The party went fine. They did have, this was probably like the early iterations of those animatronic.
Yeah.
The rest of them, what is it, a bird? And
it's a bird. Isn't there like a swarthy Italian guy?
Yeah.
He's got like a mustache.
It's such a ragtag crew. Really? And they just pop up and they're like, happy birthday. There's such jerky movements. Yeah. And it's the stuff nightmares are made of. Yeah. Why did kids flock to this place?
It's a big rat.
So like you sit there and you watch that and you're like, okay. It's weird, you know, I'm just trying to eat my pizza. It's not even great pizza at that, you know?
They probably use American cheese.
We had our cake, opened the presents, you know? The rest of the time's for playing.
Yeah.
Get out there, you little scamps.
Did they have, like, a ball pit and, like, they had a trail
ball
and shit?
Pit, yeah. What proved to be my downfall, which was a, I don't think they even make these anymore, because of this issue. It was a slide that you slide down, but the slide was made of like long tubes that
spin. I used to have those.
Yeah. And so you slide down that, you had your ball pit.
Did you get caught in it?
I didn't. It's much darker. So, you know, I had some friends there, playing with them, you know, everyone kind of splits off.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the things, and then like the little tunnels you could crawl through like up top, and then like you jump into the ball pit. Oh, so amazing. If only I could fit in there as an adult. But they're only made for children.
Yeah, they don't make adult versions.
God, it was so massive in there, but looking back it wasn't that big. Well, this fucking goddamn fucking piece of shit birthday party sure came to a squeaking halt. All because of some kid who wasn't even a guest of David Dimm's.
Oh, he was just some interloper.
Some random kid there with his fucking mom on the same goddamn day. I'm playing too. You can fucking play too. Just be cool, you dumb shit. But he wasn't.
No,
and here's why.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. So I was isolated at this point. I was by myself, crawling through the tunnels.
I'm having a great time.
This kid's there, right? And he's blocking the tunnel. He's just sitting there, like, with his feet up. He's a piece of fucking shit is what he is. And he's like, can't go this way. It's blocked off. And I'm like, yeah, I can go wherever I want. These are the tunnels that Charles Entertainment Cheese made for us to enjoy as children. Therefore, I have the freedom bestowed upon me by the mouse to go wherever I want. Move your fucking feet. And he's like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, you can't get through. Like, oh, this motherfucking asshole,
that,
right?
That's fighting words.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go back. So I go back and I go another way. You know, he's not worth it at this point.
Yeah, you don't want to,
So, like, I go down through, like, one of the lower tubes. I jump in the ball pit. I'm having a great time throwing balls, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Brian's there, but Scott Kowitz's not there.
Oh,
but Brian's there. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
I wish Scott came, but, you know, he probably dropped him off. All of a sudden, I feel this pressure on my shoulders. This fucking piece of shit fucking kid jumped out of the tube onto my shoulders in the ball pit. He's not done with me.
Like a spider.
I never met this kid before.
Yeah, but he thinks he can just do this.
Yeah.
So was he younger than you guys? Or?
He looked like he was probably around the same age.
All right.
He couldn't have been that much older or younger if he was.
He's alone, obviously, because his social skills are pretty shitty.
Yeah, I don't really know his backstory. So I'm like, get off me! I like throw him into the ball pit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like throwing balls at me. He's like, ha ha ha! Like, oh, this motherfucker. So like I'm like, all right, I'm just going to leave the ball pit. I'm being the bigger boy this whole time. Okay?
Yeah, you keep walking away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I go back up through the tubes. I'm going back to where the doomed slide is. All right?
Yep.
Now, I don't think they make these slides anymore.
They do not. I can verify
because
that.
So many kids got the shit pinched out of them in it. You know? It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, the kid is over there. He meets me over there.
All right.
We're now at a standoff.
It's fucking showdown at OK Corral here.
Well, I mean,
at Charles Entertainment Cheese Corral.
It had to have been building up to this from the start. It
you
was
guys
only
were destined.
On one way for it to end. So, I look at him. His dumbass fucking freckly face is looking at me.
Probably a ginger.
Got freckles, you stupid fuck. We look at the slide, and I think we both think the same thing. But I get to him first. I take him by the shirt. And I push him down the fucking slide. Throw push, if you will.
Violent.
He's falling backwards, you know? He hits the slide. He's rolling down the things. He's looking me dead in the eyes. Screaming because his back is getting crunched up in the tubes. And it's just ripping the skin off of his body. He's just looking at me like when he dies, he'll come back and get me for this. Like, God. I threw him in a vat of lava. I'll get you!
So fucking dramatic.
And I'm like, oh! Like, I knew I fucked up, you know? And I'm like, oh, shit. So I crawl through the tubes, you know? And I jump into the ball pit. And I'm like, oh! And, like, two of the kids that were at the party, like, no one really knew this was happening yet. Mm-hmm. They're like, what's going on, man? I'm like, nothing. Let's play balls. And I'm just, like, shooting. They had, like, a basketball there. I'm shooting the balls into the basketball, you know? All of a sudden, like, 2 minutes later, the kid comes over and he's like screaming and crying. And he's got this dumb Swedish mom who can barely speak English.
Hello.
I don't know if she was Swedish. She couldn't speak English. Okay. Stupid blonde flick, you know. She's standing there. And they have like a manager, like an employee. I don't know who it was. Like someone in the official purple Charles shirt. And the kid's like pointing to me. That's him. I'm like, this bitch is really playing it this way.
He snitched it.
Yeah, that's him. So like, the manager's like, come here, you know, come here, son. And I'm like, all right. Like, I get out, and I'm like, what's going on? And so like, saying, this young man is saying that, you know, you threw him down the slide and he got hurt, so I want to know what happened. I'm like, I didn't do anything to him. I'm not going to do it.
Dude,
that's him, mommy, that's him. He was mean to me the whole time. He jumped on me in the ball pit. I don't even know you, you freckly fuck. I don't even know you.
Oh, wow.
So, like, David's mom's coming over because she's, like, chaperoning us all at the party. And she's like, what's going on? And they're telling her. And she's like, Jason, you can't just be roughhousing with other kids. And the kid, like, he got me. He said he would get me with his eyes.
Yeah.
As he fell.
Oh, yeah.
As he fell. And he got me. Like, what am I going to do? I tried to keep telling him, like, it's not me. Mm-hmm. You got the wrong idea. You know, Charles, help me. Charles, there he is. He's right there.
Charles.
But even he didn't believe me because I ended up getting banned the rest of the party from the ball pit play area. I could still, like, go to eat pizza and cake in the party area. I could still go to the arcade and, like, play arcade games. But, like, I wasn't allowed to go back in that thing anymore, the manager said. So, I was pretty fucking pissed. But, you know, I played arcades. I got some tickets. I played skee-ball. I got some tickets. I'm getting stuff, you know. But, like, when I walked over there to, like, sit back at the table, like, my face was all red. I felt like I was going to cry now, you know. Like, this is so unfair. And I look up, and across the fucking room is that Benedict Arnold of a mouse. Standing there. Now, this is the guy in the suit, right?
You know? Yeah.
And he's just got his hands on his hips and he's
shaking his head. Yes! He fucking shamed you.
The mouse shamed me.
You got shamed by Charles E.
In his own house. Oh. In his own house, dude.
Oh.
I'll never forget the look, man. And he's like doing the thing like on his head. Like, what are you thinking?
What the fuck is wrong?
Oh. And he's like, it's all animated. He's wagging his fucking big white finger at me.
Like,
motherfucker. I'm never coming back to this goddamn establishment again. Now I see why your parents didn't want you, entertainment. On the wings.
No. What? No, it wasn't me. What? It was the kid with the freckles. It was the kid with the freckles. Please, let me play.
Well, I guess that's another Winx in the cup. Jesus.
It's in the cup.
Christ.
That's money.
But, I mean, we'll be back Friday, like I said. We're going to have more stories galore. I'm going to be telling you the story of, I'll just tease it right now.
Yeah.
The story of the floaters.
Oh,
you can take that for
I know where this is going.
What you will. Do you?
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
All right. But that's it for El Terrible.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me on this El Terrible.
Oh, thank you for, it's good to be back in the saddle again. You know?
El Condor.
El Condor.
But this Winx wouldn't be complete without this week's Snapchat Challenge!
For real.
You know what I want. I want Charles Entertainment Cheese. I want his headquarters. I don't care where you are in America. I want the sign. I want you to stand outside your local Chuck E. Cheese. Get me a picture of the sign. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
If you're inside, I want you to send me a, if you could send me a snap of a kid getting fucked up by by one of the play equipments there, or another kid who like fights with them, you know, yeah. He pinched me.
I want that, man.
Oh man, I want that. If you send me that, I mean that's a big get. You're automatically in the cup if you send me that.
Man, we're foregoing a lot of dues.
And if you see a grown man with too many freckles on his face, wisp of blonde hairy head, that piece of fucking shit, I want you to slit his throat open, put his head on a stake, and send me a picture of it. I will have my fucking revenge. Snap it to Wink's Nose Baby on Snapchat, and I'll flick you in the fucking cup. Also, you know, I want somebody rocking out to air guitar.
Air guitars, please.
Marty McFly style. You know, I want a shredder.
Yep.
Get me a shredder. I don't care what the situation is.
Yeah.
Just get me somebody rocking out on air guitar.
Yep.
What else can we put out on the challenge?
All past challenges are still, you know, they remain open.
Absolutely.
Emu on a highway, ostrich on a residential street.
Yep.
Ginger dad's balls.
Or a ginger bully's balls, yes. Somehow.
Oh, darn.
Doesn't make any sense.
Streaks or dirty yeeks.
Oh, please get me them dirty yeeks. Yep. Give me them dirty yeeks.
Chubby checker.
Get me him before he dies. He's not long for this world.
Chubby Checker and or a life-size Giants. Oreo with hot pink sunglasses.
Oh,
fuck me.
Fuck. I mean, that gives you an idea of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, go into the back catalog. We've been doing Snapchat challenges since the new year, so yep. Get on it.
This week's bonus Snapchat challenge, I mean, you could probably find this, especially if you're in a city area. If you see some dirty beer cans shoved up in a sewer grate, just take them and snap them to me. Okay, I'll give you a high five.
Let's do it.
But, I mean, that's all I got. It's a simple challenge this week. And we will wrap up this week's Snapchat challenge!
Word.
On the winks. But, you know, I do want that kid's head on a stake.
That was so dark.
And it's the fact that I can't let go of grudges from when I was 8 years old that makes me look in the mirror daily and say to myself, oh, man, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger, a fucking tiddlywinks with stranger.
On this very night, 10 years ago, along the same stretch of road, in a dense fog just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen. There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen. I get off right up here.
Have a nice day.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.